An explosive start.
Collingwood Army out of their seats.
An extraordinary finish.
Dom Sheen, what can he do from this pocket?
Now, relive every massive moment.
That is incredible. That is unbelievable.
This is the 2018 AFL Grand Final. Shut up.
This Triple M Footy Classic call for Trade Institute Victoria. Study building and construction from home. Go to tiv.vic.edu.au.
Nicely done. Adam Simpson gets around the umpires. Nathan Buckley will do the same thing. The two coaches will come together, which is a nice touch. Played a lot of footy against each other, of course, over the journey. So we're nearly ready to go. Everything gets carted off. And we've just got the players, the umpires, and Roosie, the thing you spoke about, the red leather Sharon, and we're on.
Yeah, it's exciting time, isn't it? This is the thing, Juddy. Now, Captain getting in, talking to the players. What do you think the message is for, I mean, you've done it yourself.
They'll be coming back to two or three major focus points that they want to concentrate on, and none of the players will hear any of it. They'll be that ready to go, and almost a lot of them feel a sense of relief now that they can finally get into it. They don't need to deal with any of the internal noise that's been going on in their own mind. They can just get here and have a crack at it. So that's how they'll be feeling now.
Shannon Hearn making his way into the middle. Scott Pendlebury not far away. We'll have the toss of the coin.
I just wonder whether Shannon Hearn might go back on Jordan to go at some stage, JB, with a take him all the way back
Renee,
to fullback.
I'll introduce you to Scott. Renee, Scott, good luck, mate.
Thanks.
Okay, now turn around and we'll face the camera. Mate. Come here. Scotty, your call, mate, okay? Tails it is.
West Coast win it and are kicking to the City End. So we're not far away now, the last moments of preparation before the big dance gets underway. Tight huddles, certainly the West Coast Eagles already. And now Collingwood get into theirs. And
Bruce, have you done more homework this week on Mason Cox if you're the coach of the West Coast Eagles, Adam Simpson?
Well, you only have to look at last week's tape on how not to play.
Yeah.
So that's... Look, and I think the strength of McGovern, the strength of Morass is getting body in, getting up and marking the footy. And I like defenders who actually try to mark the ball because their mindset is very different to a defender that tries to spoil all the time. They're putting themselves, they're aware of the early body work on their running and jumping. So they're well equipped. I mean, you just can't give Mason a run-up. And I reckon if you do that and play from behind, that's when you might get those tunnelling free kicks against him, because once he gets up there, there's no chopping the arms, there's no hands in the back. It's very, very hard to stop him.
You can almost see the hearts pounding out of the chest there, Jay. It's a great tight shot of the players in that last huddle, and their heart rate's just bursting at the moment. That nervous energy ready to explode. We're 18 seconds away from the first bounce.
You just can't replicate it, can you? No amount of match practice and even no other game of football in your life will replicate the amount of energy going through your system now.
Chris Judd, Paul Roos, the two men in the back row. Narrowly Meadows at ground level.
Adam Treloar will miss his opening bounce. He's gone into the rooms. Just a bathroom break, though, I think, boys.
Thank you, Nez. So we'll get this grand final underway. 2018 in the West Coast Eagles and the Magpies. Here's James Brayshaw.
Matt Stevic with the ball in hand. It's a good bounce, and we're underway. Work to the ground, Pendlebury, and then over the top is Grundy, and he's in a bit of strife, I reckon. No, given the benefit of the doubt, and we'll have another ball up.
Side bottom starter off the back of the square, JB. Now looks like he's going a traditional wing.
Work to Hutchings. In fact, it was Cripps. Focus on the footy and then was beset upon. And again, we'll have a stoppage. Centre of the G.
Yeah, it looks like Hutchings has gone to him too, JB.
Yeah.
So the same tag after about quarter time in the first final. Greenwood tried to hack it forward. It was partially smothered. Coming through Shuey. Hard ball to be won at ground level. That's Phillips at the bottom of that. They're appealing for holding the footy. And the West Coast Eagles get the first one. Shuey just pops up and he's away. Drives in the Kennedy direction. Inside 50. Oh, Kennedy, nice start. Front of Goldsack. Beautiful delivery. Good hands. And the ideal start for the West Coast Eagles.
Just perfect. Didn't muck around, did he, Luke Shuey, in the centre of the ground. And I think there's a time to just do the simple things well. It's at the start of the game. Bang it in well. Give your forward a one-on-one contest. Great start to West Coast.
Josh Kennedy was goalless in the 2015 grand final. This would be an ideal start. Kicked two goals, four against the Magpies in the qualifying final, kicked four straight last week for the first goal of the grand final. Kennedy's got it just to the near side and a minor score.
Jeez.
Triple MIJ Liquor scoreboard. It's the West Coast Eagles with a behind.
Yeah, both teams' coaches will be looking for a hard start. So good start, good tackle there by Shuey on Phillips. Really hurt Phillips too. He got up slowly, which allowed Shuey to play on, Juddy.
Now short to Crisp. And he sticks it wide. Hoskin Elliott, nicely done. Read the flight of the ball. It just dipped on him a bit. Now he goes 45 style. And there's the float in from the side from Yo. The hands weren't overly clean. Duggan went without. Thomas tried to come through. Main shoveled a handball back. The pig Greenwood to half forward. Varko tracking it back. Hearn straight to DeGoey. DeGoey socket the ball, didn't travel the distance. Meyercheck gets pounded, holding the ball.
Yeah, great tackle. Geez, a good, important tackle too. I can't see who was that.
I think it was Ruzzi.
He's had a great season too, hasn't he?
Had a big final series too. He's had 63 disposals in the two finals, taken 25 marks. And a big role to play. That kick's a little short and well read. Langdon's going to send this one back inside 50 for the Magpies. They're attacking to the punt road end. A lot of numbers back, as you would expect. McGovern. Here comes big Mason Cox, and McGovern in front. That's a nice intercept mark from the intercept mark specialist.
Jeez, how sweet are those hands? The ball just plopped in there. Goes to the outer side. Number of players in the air. Langdon can pick it up at ground level for the Maggies. He get then taken in a tackle. How a high ball forward. Going to land on 50. Schofield with an attempted fist. He got blocked. And we'll get a free half back.
It's a strange decision by the umpire, JB, to call that a block. I think Varko's just holding his ground and maybe took his eyes off the ball.
So, Will Schofield late into this team. He's just got to go long down the line. It's all being played on the outer side of the ground. Darling doesn't get to the footy. And Grundy sees it out for a throw-in, outer side wing. 1 point West Coast, Collingwood haven't scored.
And Schofield back on DeGoey, so it's probably a little bit of a surprise having only came in a couple of weeks ago for Shepherd playing on their most dangerous forward.
Slap forward by Shuey. Redden's had a fair bit of early footy. Lacroix, good hands. Took it really nicely in front of the pack. He wants to get moving quickly. Liam Ryan's out the back. Can he get a launch at it? Goldsack, front and centre ball now. Kennedy, can he pick it up? Well done, Goldsack. Has he dragged it back under 30 metres out? Play on's the call from the umpire. Magpies having to really defend with some intent. Ryan's been tackled. Picked up by Howe. And now Phillips can get it out of defensive 50. Looking for Meyercheck. Couldn't quite get there. It's going to be a boundary throw and 60 out from the West Coast goal.
You see how important those wings are. Phillips covers an enormous amount of ground. He's the guy that gets the handball receive out the back and connects with his forwards.
Boundary throw in, 60 from home. Lysette, Grundy to the front. Pendlebury, beautiful releasing handball for side bottom. Now Adams picks a short target and gets Trav Varko nicely on the wing. Varko on the 45, nicely back to Pendlebury in all sorts of room. Horrible sack kick to half forward, might actually work. Varko came streaming back, 45 and closing, and he kicks the first of the grand final.
Well, really poor from Shannon Hearn there, really poor. Now, he was a bloke on the mark, and Varko chipped it to Pendles. Pendles probably the worst kick he's ever done, JB, in his career. And Hearn just let him waltz around him, didn't pick him up, and Varko followed that ball up and kicked the goal. Well done, Varko. Great start, but poor by Shannon Hearn.
Got his sister Maggie written on his arm, JB. Sort of an emotional day for him. And that's sort of the ball use that you'd want from the Magpies. They didn't bomb it long. They lowered their eyes. And you take the intercept mark players out of action when you carry the ball like that.
Something fitting about that. Varko kicks the first goal of the grand final. As Juddy said, his sister Maggie written in bold print on his arm. She tragically died last month, and what a time it has been for the Varko family. So the Magpies strike first here. 2018 grand final, back in the centre, Lysette. Footy to be won. He gets a little handball to Cripps. Sheed missed the target. Missed a handball by a metre. Now Jetta's got to go back. Nervous moments for the West Coast Eagles. The Pies surging inside 50. It's been pinned in, and no prior opportunity is the call. And it will be a thrown up ball inside forward 50. Andrew Gaff, Nick Nananui looking on.
Ball up. Spiked out of there into the path of Stevenson. Then Treloar, back to Main, back to Treloar, centre of the G. High ball inside 50, Cox in a wrestle. Barris did really well.
Yeah, he did. He really did well then. That's the sort of stuff that he's going to have to do. Early body work and then just release off into the drop zone.
Tom Barris, little left footer, works, and Dom Sheed's got it half back. Not a lot of sizzling ball movement yet from the West Coast Eagles. They're methodical. And long down the line, out of side. Darling and Kennedy, it was a big fly, but couldn't reel it in. Main back. Langdon got it from Goldsack and then sat a high one. High and wide. Lots of players in the air. Cox, one of them. And big defensive fist, and the big man's down.
That's a win by Collingwood there, JB, to be able to get that repeat entry. That West Coast aren't getting their uncontested mark game going, which is really important in these early phases of the game.
He's got up a little sore there, big Mason Cox. Might have copped an errant elbow to the head, but he put his body on the line then, the big fella. Jetta, dispossessed, picked up by Marston back there. The Pies have been good at winning this ball and sending it back inside 50, but up steps Kennedy. No mark's been paid. Goldsack got him. Incorrect disposal. Umpire said play on. Cripps tackled by Treloar, and that's another good win for the Magpies. They keep it in their forward half of the ground, and the repeat forward entry has been a nice factor so far, Jaddy, for the Pies.
Absolutely, and Greenwood and Yeo, just there's plenty of niggle in that, so we'll keep an eye on that as that unfolds. Plenty of tempers about to explode.
How's that not a mark, by the way? Ball bashed off two sets of hands, picked up by Rioli, dribbled it towards Kennedy, who gets it just inside the field of play. Got a little left footer to it. Goldsack, a little fumble. Main went and got it. Triangle handball ended up with Maynard, who goes all the way back and finds Howe in some space across half-back.
You can already see how Collingwood's really slick handball is troubling the Eagles, just getting it out of those congested areas.
Side bottom called to go and does so. Gets around Hutchings a little too easily. Goes into the centre, not a great ball, and McGovern chops it out easily.
Second intercept mark for Jeremy McGovern. He's a big presence. Already a three-time All-Australian. Just over 100 games he's played. No sign that he is carrying an injury that's going to prevent him from having a big impact in this grand final. Hearn buys a little bit of space and time. Sends it down the line. Chris Mayne's had a bit of a two-man early.
Yeah, five touches coming up.
It's interesting the different game styles. 15 handball receives to two for West Coast, and they just haven't been able to get their kicking game going. And that was perhaps the game plan concern coming in for the Eagles. If they can't get that chip mark game going, how are they going to get the ball from one end of the ground to the other?
Couple of legends of the game: Paul Roos, Chris Jarre, Triple M special comments.
Sheed with a little one, gets past Venables. Langdon's hands were good to Adams. Hoskin Elliott's just got to hoist it high. I reckon that's a touch ball. So Yeo ended up winning it, but had to go straight away. He pounded it on the left into the path of Shuey. Shuey, boot to ball. Kennedy gets out the back. If it sits, it doesn't. And we'll get down to you, Nez.
Mason Cox has just come off. He's troubled by his eye. He's just needed some treatment from the doctor. They checked his eye socket, looks like, Doc.
Yeah, the doctor's checking the cheekbone and the eye, but Mason doesn't look too happy at the moment. Got a bit of a red eye, Nez.
Bob Jane, T-Mart's tyre and wheel specialist down there.
Deep in attack, the West Coast Eagles. Brody Grundy taken by Lacroix off the side of the boot. Might land in Venables' lap. He was crashed into by his own man, Kennedy. And so they mucked it up big time. And the Magpies, via Phillips, get it to centre wing. And Jordan DeGoey steps up, takes the mark. Quick movement from him. Running hard penalty, back with a fly to the footy. Barris back there. They keep it in. It's going to favour the Magpies. Phillips picks it up. Looked like a free kick maybe to the West Coast. Ignored out there. And look at the hands. Beautifully done. Taylor Adams on the forward 50. Did they miss one back there, Roosey?
Well, they missed a free kick, but it was a big moment for the Eagles the other end.
Here comes Stevenson, the young man who won the Rising Star. First kick towards goal. Jaden Stevenson, take a bow, young man. The Magpies kick the first two, and they have started this grand final in fine style. They're two straight 12. The West Coast one behind. That's a Triple M IJ Liquor scoreboard.
Well, big moments, Juddy, are all going Collingwood, and that's reflective of the Darling one in 2015. Kennedy just ran straight into, was it Venables?
Venables,
it was an easy goal from 15 metres out.
It's a two-goal turnaround, isn't it, to see Collingwood go down the other end and get one, a brilliant left-foot snap. But the uncontested possession so far, Collingwood 29, West Coast 9. Driving into the game this morning, that's the area of the game you expected West Coast to dominate, but so far it's Collingwood getting all the uncontested ball.
Cox back on the ground, straight into the ruck. Two straight Collingwood. West Coast just the one behind. That's not a great bounce, so they'll redo it. And see what sort of work they put into big Mason Cox. They got a live kill here in the ruck. He works it to ground. Vardy went and got it. Sheed's hands good. Yo. Inside 50, Tumbler. Darling, haven't seen much of him as yet. Gets rid of his direct opponent, Howe, but then can't get boot to ball, and he's gone holding the ball.
Well played, Jeremy Howe. Had some ankle concerns, as predicted by Chris Judd last week. But he's got through okay.
Yeah, a little very low-grade syndesmosis, I believe it was, Duke, but great to see him out there today.
Sends this one, southern stand wing side again, big Mason Cox. Fumbled a bit of a marking opportunity out there. Trying to get down low and hard is Vardy, the big ruckman. Now, probably letting this go a long time, and eventually it came out, ricocheted off the boot of Red and back towards the wing, and the Pies again have come up with a big play, and they're away via Treloar.
They're bringing the heat. Cole's got work to do, and he had a really nervous moment. Stevenson got rid of him. Now he's off to the races. Two in a row for Stevenson. Three in a row, Collingwood.
Wow.
What about this start for the black and white? Well, Triple MIJ Liquor scoreboard.
Well, if you thought there were any scars from the last grand final, maybe they weren't, but there are now, because we've seen Kennedy run straight into Venables, and we've seen Cole drop an absolute sitter, Juddy.
And you can't win a grand final in the first quarter, Duke, but you can lose it. And that's what West Coast to be concerned about now. They need to settle in the next 5 or 10 minutes, otherwise they're going to put their grand final chances at jeopardy.
So the Eagles average 22 uncontested marks per quarter. They've only taken 4 for the game to date, and Langdon leading ball win on the ground. 6 disposals, 1 intercept mark.
Jaden Stevenson, what about this? First teenager to kick 36 goals in a season since Chris Grant did it in 1990. He's come out roozy and kicked 2 goals with his first 2 kicks.
Well, I tell you what, Cole dropping that mark, knowing he's playing probably on the quickest bloke in the AFL, would have been really nervous.
Eagles get the centre clearance. Maynard couldn't quite get the mark. Howe back there. He might have copped a high one. Umpire said no, we're going to toss that one up. The West Coast Eagles get a bit of field position here. They're inside their forward 50, but it's 3 straight 18. The Magpies, 1 behind West Coast.
Got to hit the scoreboard. It comes to the back via Cox. Redden's a good player. Off a step, he might have pulled it left. Vardy's parked down there, unable to take it. Stayed in play, the ball. Darling went and found it. Back to Vardy, the big man. Snap. Ryan in good shape for the Eagles. A defensive fist arrived late from Maine, who's playing nice footy.
Stayed in play, but it hit the umpire, didn't it, Duke? Just checking the Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay. So surely common sense could have prevailed there and called it out of bounds.
Again, another big moment, though. Vardy had an open jetter, I think it was, with a little 15-metre kick, which would have been an easy shot at goal. They're just missing these big moments, the Eagles.
Cox in front. It's the West Coast inside forward 50. Umpire has said that one is going to come back to me. The Chemist Warehouse replay. Chemist Warehouse, home to big savings every day. I'd like to see another look at that, Jade. It ricocheted off the boundary umpire. Back into play. Sheed wrapped up again. And it will be thrown up 20 metres out. City end of the MCG. The Eagles are deep in attack, but they trail by 17 points.
The question was around whether the Pies were going to bring the heat. I think that's been answered. They've been exceptional. Treloar went to ground, taken out of it. Redden over the top. No one able to be clean. In fact, it was Yo. And the ball is going to be thrown up. 20 out. West Coast goal. City end. Bright sunshine. MCG. Umpire throws it up. Treloar brilliantly done. Got it to Crisp. Releasing kick down the line. Barris just does this so well. Got rid of Majacek. Took an intercept mark. And they can go back in again. High ball forward. Looks like thousands of players in the air. Vardy was unable to hang on. Exiting Adams. Now Hearn's got work to do. Stevenson, we know the speed he's got. Hearn's got to control this footy somehow and allow the cavalry to arrive. They're all wearing black and white jumpers. Look at the pickup from Phillips. Magnificent rundown tackle from McGovern.
The important tackle. Another goal would have been almost catastrophic for the Eagles. So just the tackle pressure, JB, you mentioned. I mean, they've been fantastic, the Pies, around the footy. They're plus, what are they, 2 men in tackles?
Yeah,
16-11.
Plus 5.
Yep.
Big play, Jeremy McGovern. Puru said another goal. It's early stage of this grand final, 16-minute mark, but felt like that would have been a massive moment. The Eagles now trying to get a bit of control. They do like to maintain possession, Juddy. They're happy to do a bit of this.
Yeah, they were just trying to control the play and just try and slow the play down, because it's been a frenetic pace and Collingwood coming out on the right side of it.
Shannon Hearn, the most effective kick in the game, has turned it over badly to Majacek. flicks a handball over the top. Hoskin Elliott, he can give it on to Thomas, who's kicked a lot of goals this year. Short ball, partially smothered, picked up by DeGoey. Waltzes through a couple of tackles. DeGoey! Oh, DeGoey! Four straight to Magpies! And that is a devastating blow. Early stages of the grand final with the Collingwood Army right up and about. Four straight 24, one behind West Coast. Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboard.
Well, Collingwood set up their defence really well, Judd. You can tell from the first moment when someone had a free kick in the back pocket. They've put some width on their defence. They're happy to sort of almost expose the corridor. And by doing that, they've taken away the kicking game completely.
Been brilliant. And it was West Coast forward line that had everyone worried at the start of the game. But it's Collingwood's forward line which is looking the dominant one at this stage. They've moved Jaden Stevenson into the role they call the striker role, which is the forward they keep extra deep. And every time the ball goes forward, his leg speed looks like it's going to be a real issue.
Collingwood's pressure rating 235, AFL average 181.
Out of the middle, held. Chewy, I thought, no free for him. Sire was able to get a handball, just missed the target. Sheed now. Marston, and then Jetta on the run, long ball in the Kennedy direction. One out with Goldsack, who gets a big defensive thump on the ball. Aish went and found it. Out of play, the ball down to you, Nez.
So many Collingwood players are coming off for a break that not all of them can actually go through the interchange. Much like we saw against Richmond in the preliminary final, they are working so much harder at the moment, and it shows they are exhausted already.
Four straight goals to start this grand final, the Magpies. We'll ask Paul Roos in a moment. Do you try and hang on in this quarter of the West Coast? They get a chance inside forward 50. Now a chance for Liam Ryan. Haven't caught his name at all yet. Chris back there defending the Magpies. Almost a half a throw. Main back there. And a free kick goes Collingwood's way. Roosie, are you thinking about a loose man? Are you trying to hang on if you're West Coast, or do you just get going?
You have to be, because they're getting smashed around the ball. How quickly the Collingwood exit stoppage both ways. They're just working so much harder, as Nez said, as they come up. You can see it visually. Collingwood are working so much harder through the middle of the ground.
Sheed, a little kick forward. Redden slid in. Tried to find a teammate with a handball. Was unable to do that. Main had it taken out of his hands. Treloar. Adams, I should say, playing a very nice game of footy. Controlled that beautifully to side bottom. Long ball now. Stevenson, what about the start? This man's had all sorts of room. Comes in board with a left foot ball. Doesn't work. Schofield takes a sliding mark.
You see how slow the game is when the Eagles get it and how fast it is when Collingwood get it. It's a dramatic difference at the moment.
Real contrast in styles it is. As he pointed out, and this is what the West Coast do. They become methodical. They try and maintain the footy. Shannon Hearn back there. He's already had a nervous moment. Barris. And then they transfer it back out southern stand wing side.
They're not going forward with it, Duke, though, are they? It's slow or sideways. They're still finding it hard to gain ground with this uncontested ball movement.
Well, you look how wide now, Juddy. Phillips is all the way out here on our side of the ground on McGovern. Yeah. So there's nowhere from the chip the ball around, really.
That was a better kick from Sheed. He managed to pierce it through to Redden. We're on the wing, southern stand side, and they link up via Kennedy. But he's a long way from home, Josh Kennedy. Still two big kicks from goal.
There's one of them. Looking for Darling. Can't find him. Majacek able to take an uncontested mark. How do you do that? 15 from home. And he just pounds it back the same direction. Barris, a big defensive fist. Sire went through without the footy. Good handball finds Sheed. Sheed, the left football. Ryan has to punch from the back. Through came Rioli. Stripped of the footy and gone holding the ball.
Advantage is going to be paid to Phillips. He's coming back the member's wing and there's absolutely nothing on offer. And then he's popped a little handball over the top. Wanted Pendlebury. This one might come unstuck. Rioli picks it up. Gets it back to Marston. Now Jetta sets sail from the boundary line. Miraculous attempt, and it's just a little short, a little narrow. And the West Coast Eagles get another behind. Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboards. Four straight 24 to two behinds in the grand final.
Cox extends high, brings the footy to ground beautifully for Varco. Wants DeGoey to come at him, and he does. Jordan DeGoey on the wing. Inboard. Beautiful ball. Hoskin Elliott, centre of the MCG. Got Main sideways, uses him.
Good choice to slow that down, JB. Looked up ahead. Eagles had them outnumbered in Collingwood's forward nine. Jeremy McGovern looming large, so smart play to slow it down.
Back to Aish. So they just control things now through the centre of the ground, the Maggies. Four straight to 2 points. This one gets to Langdon. Handball over the top. Adams outside 50, lowers the eyes. Hoskin Elliott, good mark.
Let it go. No, let it go, okay? Just here, thank you.
So he's tucked hard against the boundary line, right forward pocket, punt road end. We'll get a set shot, look at it. And this might just sum up Collingwood's day. If he can slot this from this angle and make it five straight and give him a 28-point lead, look out. Hoskin Elliott's kick. He loves it. Oh, he loves it. They are fully taking the piss, Collingwood. Five straight 30 to 2 points on the IGA Liquor scoreboard.
And sometimes it just purely and simply comes down to work rate. And they're just outworking them at the moment. They're spread from offensive contest, defensive contest. They're just completely outworking the Eagles, Juddy.
Eagles' key playmakers just aren't getting involved. What's Elliott Yeo had, G-man?
He's only had two touches last time against Collingwood. He had 36.
The pig Greenwood doing a job on him. Shannon Hearns had a nervous moment. This is when you really need your leaders to stand up. Shuey, G-man, I don't think he's had a lot of the ball yet either.
Only four touches.
And there's some of the players West Coast really need to get their hands on the ball now just to stop this momentum.
All of a sudden, the quarter time siren cannot come quick enough if you're Adam Simpson. 22 minutes into this grand final. It's five straight, the Magpies. They lead it by 28 points. Side bottom up the back of the square. Rioli wrapped him up. And it spills out again. Sire tumbles one to half forward, but the Eagles are back there. And Cole can release the kick to McGovern at half back.
Duggan now. Little one just works to Shuey. Tried to get the handball on the up to Duggan. Was unable to do so. Langdon got back onto the footy nicely. Cripps walks away with it now. Has a bounce down the wing. Got a player on long in Rioli. Huge big climb, but couldn't hang on. So huge, my voice nearly exploded. Handball over the top to Langdon. Now they've got some composure back there, Collingwood.
And composure, when you mention Scotty Pendlebury's name. Treloar took a beautiful one-hander. Members side, centre wing. And at the moment, Chris Chard, everything that you would want to go right for the Magpies is going right.
All the critical contests, all the 50-50s, they're going Collingwood's way.
Chris, a little short one, didn't quite find Varko. And so a chance just to draw breath for the Eagles. Boundary throw-in, members side, centre wing. Chemist Warehouse replay screen. Adam Simpson, fairly composed individual, Roosie, but his heart rate would be pumping at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. He'd be really, really worried. They've taken away their uncontested marks and they've got no way else to move the ball.
3 minutes to go. Barris has got work to do. He's just got to hit that high on the left. That's gone about a metre and a half. Cox tried to get it to Varko. He did in the end. Varko's handball missed the target. McGovern can come away, but he was taken in a tackle. Barris, a little one. Side bottom, a play on the footy, couldn't hang on. And the football is out.
It's interesting. I mean, watching it visually, isn't it? Like, there's three quarters to go, but they look like a beaten team, the Eagles. They just look, heads are down, McGovern mistake, Hearn mistake. They almost look beaten already.
There's your Triple M special comments. Paul Roos, Chris Chard, Shuey hasn't found a lot of the footy. This time he jams it down the line. Darling, Howe played it well. Goldsack got back first. Clever little handball to Langdon was the right play. Tumbling ball down the wing. Side bottom can't keep it in. We've got a boundary throw in right in front of Nairs and the dock down there. Five straight, 30. The Magpies, two behinds the West Coast Eagles. Triple M IGA Liquor scoreboard.
Sire, beautifully done. This man's already on fire. Adams, long ball inside 50. Some wrestling, some holding. Majacek off the ground misses.
Oh, if that goes through, we're going home, JB.
Just been all one way. And this much vaunted West Coast forward half, they just don't look dangerous when it goes in there.
Well, the meter's gained. Collingwood a plus 550. So the different game styles at the moment, long way to go, but at the moment, Collingwood's are stacking up and West Coast is not.
2 minutes and 26 seconds until quarter time. The Eagles are goalless in the grand final in the first quarter. Cole links up at halfback. Kick to the wing. Looks pretty good off the boot. Getting back Hoskin Elliott made it difficult for Schofield. Time enough to go back. Jetting out with a bit of space and time. Kick over the head of Cripps. Going to go back. Grundy came at him. Vardy's got to play on the footy now. Awkward looking left footer. Going back courageously, Langdon. Goldsack now comes in to lend support. Right on the defensive 50. Aces kick has turned it over. And Lewis Jetta looks up and he's going to send this one deep into attack.
Got to make something in one of these forward thrusts. Long ball. Kennedy in from the side. Yo, dangerous fist. They should concede here. Was that off the boot? Was that off the boot of Rioli? Let's have a listen.
Right, take your time. Okay, let me have it.
I believe it's a goal. I'd just like you to check the attack. He kicked it before across the line.
Thank you. Score review. Umpire's call is a goal. Please check to see that it was touched.
We're calling it, Jake.
It's hit his leg, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a goal. Geez, a lucky goal, isn't it? That's something they needed, so.
It's there. Weird-ass way of getting it, but they got there first. 1-2-8 West Coast, 5-1-31 Collingwood, Triple M, IJ Liquor Scoreboard.
It's not the ideal way they would have planned to get their score source, JB, from an accidental kick over the line, but they'll take it anything at this stage just to settle their nerves. Like Roosie touched on, it's the body language at this stage which would be as much a concern as anything for Adam Simpson. All the high-speed running, all the really intense efforts seem to be coming from Collingwood, so maybe that can be the circuit breaker that West Coast needed.
It's the voice of Chris Jard, the Triple M special comments team, alongside Paul Roos. First goal of the Eagles, Willie Rioli. Nez, what can you tell us down there?
Jack Darling getting a fair bit of work done on his right hamstring, and Liam Ryan on his calf muscle on the bench at the moment.
Merrily Meadows in the dock, thanks to Bob Jane, T-Mart, centre bounce, Grundy crashes in. He hasn't had a huge impact so far, true man.
Yeah, he's statless at the moment in terms of hit-outs. It's 7-all between he and Lysette.
There's a free picked out, going West Coast way, so some moments late maybe for them.
They're just getting in really early with their body contact on Brody Grundy at those stoppages.
Long ball for Kennedy. They triple-team him in the air. Hoskin Elliott's got to go and track it. Hutchings is out there as well. That's a look at deliberate and not called.
It's going to be really important for the other West Coast Eagles forwards to get to the fall of Kennedy's feet, because you've got Howe coming across, you've got Langdon coming across. There's going to be some opportunity at ground level from some of those small forwards if they can get in quickly.
55 from home. This ball's going to be thrown in. Late stages, first term. And there's another free. And it's going to Shuey for a hold. Wants to release quickly to Kennedy. The ball's good and he doesn't hang on. Yes, he does. It's been paid a mark.
Bring it back yours. No. Mark paid it. Just hit.
So the big man who missed a pretty gettable set shot early can go back and make it two in a row.
He's been good, Kennedy. Some of his pressure, some of his tackles, his contests, he's probably been their best player. No, he hasn't got a heap of the ball to him, man. What's he got? He's only had the three, but gee's been working really hard.
This has got to go through. And it does. This is a nice response from the West Coast Eagles after Collingwood put five in a row on them. 2-2-14, 5-1-31, Triple M IGA Liquor Scoreboard.
A big response from Kennedy, wasn't it? And started with a stoppage win or a free kick at the stoppage from Luke Shuey, who's lifted his output as well. He's now had seven disposals and floor clearances. But that's what Adam Simpson needed to happen. He needed to see something from his leaders. Shuey in the middle, Kennedy up forward. When they go quick from the stoppage in that instance and they get one-on-ones, Kennedy and Darling are going to look dangerous all day.
And I think they're going to have to win stoppages, Jamie, because their ball use from down back's been not horrible. Collingwood's defence has been too good. So they're going to have to start winning, which they are winning their clearances, but they're going to have to go quick from clearances to give their forwards a chance and win them.
Couple of late goals, the West Coast Eagles, 43 seconds until quarter time. Yo squeezes a handball. He wanted Lysette. Magpies do well to hold this one up. Rioli in there, umpire letting it go a long time. Lysette fighting hard. Still the umpire calls play on. Bit happening off the footy.
Jeez.
Taylor Adams and Willie Rioli.
Yeah.
Bit going on.
Let go, stand up, get off him.
And there the umpire saying, get off him. Let's toss this one up. 27 seconds now. To a quarter time. It was almost getting out of hand for the West Coast Eagles. As Juddy said, it has been an admirable effort. Kicked the last two goals. It's back to a 17-point Collingwood lead. We're 21 seconds from quarter time.
Wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of heat after the after this siren sounds, Duke.
Kicked out of the hands of Shuey. Crisp. Little massage at a Majacek, who went to ground without the ball. Main came through. Duggan got a little piece. And the ball is going to be held up. So we've got 7-odd seconds left. It's a little bit on delay, that screen. About 5 seconds left. So it'd have to be a quick clearance and a mark here for Collingwood, the only ones that can score. It's pounded inside 50. Majacek gets taken out of it. There's the siren. What about that for a first term in a grand final? Collingwood 5 in a row. It was a blitz. And then a measured and necessary response from the West Coast Eagles, 2-2-14. It is 31-14 on the IJ Liquor Scoreboard. Chris Judd, Paul Roos, when we come back, Luke Darcy, Nez, and Dock down on the boundary, and Ash Chua is from McDonald's. Triple M rocks the grand final.
This Triple M Footy Classic call for Trade Institute Victoria. Study building and construction from home. Go to tiv.vic.edu.au.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Get your exclusive AFL Team 2020 Captain's Cards from Macca's. Free with any family box purchase.